You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Lastly, in the series of chats about the policies that Prime Minister Chris Hipkins axed yesterday, we have something that's actually been added, a minimum wage increase. This aims to see the minimum wage increase by $1.50 on the 1st of April 2023, but up to $22.70 per hour before tax to meet inflation. However, some groups, including the ACT Party and Business New Zealand, have criticised the government for not consulting businesses and claimed that it will see some small businesses struggle to make their employees' wages. To learn more about their opinions on it, I spoke to ETU Union campaign manager, ETU Newman's Amy Newman, about the minimum wage increase and what they think this will change.
Look, it means a lot because this is a cost of living increase that they were struggling to cope with under the old minimum wage. So it gives $1.50. It's the biggest increase that's happened in the past in terms of the minimum wage, and it was also an essential increase. So that we've had lots of members talk about how important that has been. In fact, some of our members have a margin above the minimum wage negotiated into their employment agreement, which means that by having a $1.50 increase, that $1.50 will happen even though they are currently above the minimum wage in terms of their agreement.
Do you think that this is enough of an increase for workers to adequately meet the cost of living?
Look, that's a totally fair point, and we would say that an adequate living that gives people a decent life should be a living wage. And a living wage is $23.65, which is obviously way ahead of the current minimum wage once it's increased on April the 1st, which will be about $22.70. So there's still a long way to go in our minds between the minimum wage and what people really need to survive and thrive in society.
Some groups have criticised the consistent minimum wage increases that the government has made over the past few years due to it negatively affecting business owners. Do you think that this has any risk to business owners who aren't able to afford paying their employees the minimum wage?
I think it always depends on how we talk about business, because some businesses make a point of prioritising their workers to make sure that they earn enough money. And we have businesses that are restaurants and all sorts of small enterprises in New Zealand that have come on board to become accredited living wage employers. In other words, they've decided, even though it's tough, that paying people properly is important, and they've become accredited. So I don't think you can speak about business in one breath. There are many types of businesses, and some will struggle, and others will say that struggle is worth it, and some will say that, in fact, they can do it. So I think that that small businesses, medium-sized businesses, and large businesses are all different, and you have to have a will to pay people properly, to step up and accommodate those increases and make sure that people earn enough to survive. And then productivity is completely linked to all the issues that are around incomes for working people, so we have to take that into account.
You mentioned productivity. Do you think that this wage increase will see more work being done by the employees themselves?
Different employers will have different approaches to it. The experience is that increasing wages improves productivity because it means that it lifts morale, it means there's less absenteeism, it often makes the work more attractive to people. So there are many reasons why, and living wage employers say it all the time, increasing wages is actually good for business. So I think that there are productivity impacts, and we know that the impact on inflation is absolutely minimal. So I think that the government has made the right decision to increase it by 7.2% or $1.50, but I think that it can go further if, in fact, we want to see workers thrive in society and also ensure that that the money that they're earning is contributing to thriving economies, so they spend every cent that they get in the local shops, and so in the end it's good for business.
We've seen annual minimum wage increases for a while now. We had an increase last year and the year before that. Do you think that this trend should continue and we should continue seeing the minimum wage increase annually in the future?
I think that increases are absolutely vital, because what we know is that over 200,000 workers are going to reap the benefits of that minimum wage increase. So it has a very big impact on the economy when the minimum wage goes up, because we have become such a low-wage economy. But, of course, in order to have workers live decent lives, have the ability to sustain their incomes and to improve the lives of families and communities, we need more than just minimum wages. We need to give unions the ability to function effectively in society, and that means improving their ability to bargain collectively. So fair pay agreements are such an important part of that story. We need to be able to give everybody in an industry a chance to be assured of minimum standards, including wages, that will be paid right across the industry. We've got to give workers the chance to be represented properly in the same way that employers are represented by lawyers and by the EMA and so on. Workers need that right as well in a democracy. So we've got to see much better rights given to workers through their unions.
The government has also increased their training wages for starting out workers. However, some groups have called this age discrimination, as it usually tends to target young workers. Do you think that starting out wages, training wages, still have a place in Aotearoa in 2023?
Well, there's no question it's discriminatory, and our view is it shouldn't happen. So very often we represent cleaners, and very often cleaners will go out there and their teenagers will be coming with them to do the job, because the teenagers need to earn money to put into the family kitty so that the family can survive. So we've got young workers out there, and they're not earning that additional money for a skateboard or for a trip away. They're earning money to ensure that the family can sustain itself. So Air2's position is that there should not be reduced wages for people because they are young. That's discriminatory, and it should stop.
That was Etu Union's Amy Newman chatting about the minimum wage increase.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.